And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week we are celebrating the President's Day, which is a day when we honor the great presidents of our times. Presidents like my father, George Herbert Walker Bush, perhaps the second greatest president to ever sit in the Oval Office. Now, he was, in his four short years as commander-in-chief, an accomplisher of a great amount, like being president and invading Iraq. And
hello, Georgie.
Oh, Dad, that is just giving you an honor.
I appreciate it, son. Oh, you're a good boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes I see what they say about you in the TV news.
Dad, it's all right. I'm going to be fine.
They're so mean to you. They say you're inarticulate and close-minded and
of course,
not too bright.
And those are the disagreements.
You didn't have a plan for your war.
Well, not
America is less safe. You're incompetent.
Wait.
That you're a total failure.
Now,
that your approval rating is in the toilet.
I get the point.
That Laura doesn't even like you anymore.
Dad, that's enough.
You ruined the Bush family name.
Dad, Jeb will never be president. Oh, Dad. Now, I'm crying.
Dad.
I never purchased one. They've all just been stolen.
Oh, hello.
By other people.
I don't know what I was talking about or who that was just now. Hello.
All right, it's 3 minutes in.
Got to focus. Okay, not going to get distracted.
Except by myself. 3 minutes and 14 seconds after the hour of 11 in this, the month of February, in the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming by, making a part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed and somewhat registered and licensed studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. We thank you for coming by. If you'd like to be part of today's program, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. That is how you can engage with us telephonically today. If you'd like to email us, you can do that as well, my friends, my chums, my amigos. It is rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com. It is Thursday, and welcome to day 12. It's our second day back live today, so thank you for coming by. Pardon me while I use the cough button. Hey, the button actually says dump now. That's fantastic. All right, so now I'll know what to hit when Jen's here. 503-73... I mean, I'm speculating. 503-733-2970. You can also email us if you like today with your comments, your clarifications, your connections, your... I just don't even know. I don't even know what to expect today. I mean, I got some crap written down, but every day that I come in here, really, somebody dies, somebody shaves off their hair, somebody starts shaving something at a hotel. It's becoming increasingly hard to get this cultural tiger by any sort of a tail. So I am no longer going to predict what's going to transpire during the news session of this very fine radio program. It can't be known. In fact, I'm pretty sure... We got Roop coming up later on about Britney Spears, but God only knows what to do. I don't even know. And if you know the answer, don't bother to tell me, because it will. By the time you call up to tell me, in the 45 seconds it will take for you to hear this once it's past like our ungodly delay, I say this right now, and 40 seconds transpires before you even hear my voice. We got like 9 different delay buttons here, which is still fewer than Don and Mike, who I believe are on a 2.5-minute delay at this point. Anyway, by the time you hear my voice and you pick up the phone, you call up, whatever Britney Spears has done or pierced or shaved or poked or prodded or infected or cured, it'll be done. It'll be over. Something else will have moved on. This is what kind of... Hold on a second. This is how quickly our culture is moving. I am the new issue of the National Enquirer here, and it's already... Everything here is out of date. Right here, Anna Nicole death scene photo, semen, Mary Kate collapses. Even Mary Kate collapsing doesn't interest me because the big breaking news apparently is that she was drinking while she was underage. She weighs 15 pounds and drank half a bottle of whiskey. And that ended poorly. So that's it, man. There's really, and apparently, you're never going to believe this, apparently there is some interest in Howard K. Stern as regards the death of Anna Nicole Smith. I love the Inquirer. It's just, it's impossible for them to keep the reality, and the daily news cycle is just outstripping even the most fleet-footed of tabloids at this point. All right. Well, in any event. So we'll talk about it anyway, though, because Tim has spent an hour and a half loading 16 seconds worth of audio today, and it would be a shame not to use it. We're going to tease it and tease it again. We should have played every audio section. Every audio cut is going to be played twice today. Really maximize that time you spent transferring those files over today. Anywho, the reason, man, I probably shouldn't even be saying this, but here I go. The reason it takes so long is because the server, the computer system on which reside all of Tim Riley's audio cuts, is over at the Coin Tower. We're now over at First Avenue, and they're all done as a wave format. If you know anything about sound editing, you know that a wave, unlike an MP3, is very big. An MP3, the reason that was such big technology is because it's very small. You can, 5-minute song is like 5 megs. When something is a wave file, it's 10 times that. So something that would take about 3.5 seconds to load into the system to be prepared. Like, imagine every time you put a CD into your CD player, it took 1.5 hours to read the contents and get ready to play it. That's kind of what happens to Tim. So Tim used to be able to prep his entire news cycle in terms of the audio cuts in about 20 minutes. Now it takes 1.5 hours. And even then, it doesn't play sometimes. It is wrong. It's wrong, or it ends abruptly, or it's not the cut that it claims it was going to be. It's all right.
But I take it all in good humor.
We rise above it.
Yes, we do.
We stride forward, overcoming all obstacles and marching on a road of bones to victory. It's what we do. All right. Well, if you'd like to call today, for whatever reason, it's 503-733-2970. Scotty J., our PA, is there screening your calls and being of good cheer today. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rickemerson.com. All right, here's what we got coming up today. Larry King calls his wife a whore. I swear to God he did. Heather Mills is missing a leg. That in and of itself is not very funny. She's trying to dance, though, and that's hilarious. It's always funny when the differently abled try to act like the rest of us. That's where the humor lies, right there. That's the rub, the crux. That's not even really funny either. It's just funny that she's doing it on Dancing with the Stars. And that itself isn't even really funny, but we're going to make it funny. So as we get toward the news section, we're going to talk. I pulled the. Do we have the Heather Mills? Did I give that to you?
You certainly did. Yeah,
the Heather Mills Hopping with the Stars or whatever it is. See, that's, and it's
really
right
the one step.
the pogo. See, they just write themselves. How can you not talk about that? I was talking to Jim from the Marconi Show in the kitchen. No, it wasn't him. It was Bozick. He came in and he's like, and I'm standing at the coffee machine. He comes in and he says, so, Heather Mills, one leg, Dancing with the Stars. And I just said, yep. And we kind of looked at each other. And then we just sort of chuckled and we went back to pouring our coffee because there was nowhere to go. There was no, you see, sometimes the punchlines write themselves. Sometimes you don't even need to write the punchline. It's just there. It's just understood. Anyway. More importantly, Larry King called his wife a whore. So we'll talk about that. Let's see. What else? Anna Nicole, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know. I don't even know what's up.
There's new stuff every minute.
Even when the court isn't in session, because the court's not even in session right now, they're taking a recess and some guy, like, collapsed.
Texas. The attorney they're calling Texas.
Fantastic. So apparently there's some sort of death vibe around her, or Howard K. Stern, or somebody. Everybody who comes near that woman just dies. Anyway, so we'll talk to CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop about the Britney Spears, who, and again, I guess this will all become clear as we sort of plunge into the news hour, but as of right now, I don't really know whether Britney Spears is in rehab or not. I mean, she might be, but then again,
the last time we checked, she was.
Okay, but when was the last time we checked?
The last time I was on Paris Hilton's website.
Yeah, so this morning she checked in again. So the third time.
The last set of stolen photos we looked at indicated that she was indeed in rehab.
We'll check TMZ again.
Man, how much do you think those guys are loving this entire thing?
That is the place. TMZ is now the place for the latest news. We're at the wire services.
TMZ is the new drudge. It's sort of a drudge for gossip. I mean, I guess that's the thing, because drudge still hits the political news real heavily and so forth, but TMZ is the new, whatever the old thing was, they're the new it. They're the new hotness, as Will Smith would say. Anyway, Jim Roop will be joining us from CNN Radio Los Angeles and Political Fireball. Bob Costantini will be joining us today. I don't know where... I don't know where Lisa Goddard went, but she's gone somewhere. So Bob Costantini is going to talk to us about this. And apparently I blinked and missed something. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, has there been some war of words? Have they been fighting? Have they been bickering?
Yes, there has, but not Hillary herself. It's Hillary's people.
It's her people. It's never, Hillary doesn't get her hands dirty. Hillary doesn't ever, no. She did, Hillary doesn't ever do the work herself.
Apparently, David Geffen and company are not embracing the traditional Democratic candidate, Ms. Clinton.
Whatever. Anyway.
They like Barack Obama.
Barack Osama. That's the funniest thing ever. I got to go back and excerpt that. It really is genius. All right, in any event, so we got all of that coming up. It's 503-733-2970. We'll try to get to this. Some of these leftover things from last week, and there are some good Inquirer stories too. So we will summarize those today, so that you are not obliged to do the same. And then later on, the later part of the 2 o'clock hour, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine will be joining us as well, etc., etc. So on and so forth. So if you'd like to be part of any of those things today, it is 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email us if you want to engage electronically in the fashion of ones and zeros. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. We're joined today as we always by the lovely and talented Sarah Dillon.
What was that little smile for?
Someone said that this was just an email. This is not me. Someone said, Rick, this email says, you are an unappreciated genius, which, of course, is true in the general sense. In the specific sense, apparently, this is someone who says, I laughed when you said how little it takes to amuse people. Rick, I heard and laughed when you said Britney Spears yesterday, even if no one else did. You are genius. Well, it's true. I'm glad somebody noticed that. You know, nobody ever notices that I do. Nobody ever notices that when I say Britney Spears, I say it like Stan Marsh's sister.
Sam's sister, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you only know that because I pointed it out.
No, I used to watch South Park in high school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my friends and I would do that voice.
Fantastic. You scream and listen to my Britney Spears records. Listen to turds. I can't even really do that voice. It's just a lot of saliva, though. I can kind of do that. In any event, so Sarah's here. I'm looking alive and sprightly.
I am.
And so forth. Are you alive and sprightly, or is it all just an act?
Yeah, it's been a long week, like with my sister visiting, and then I've just had to do like that.
Oh, you did do the funeral.
And just like tons of stuff. It's just been go, go, go. I'm pretty exhausted.
I don't think it's inappropriate for me to say this. And then I heard that Scott Daly's grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
They had the worst like 90-day period for. If you got a grandmother, go lock her up somewhere.
Or go get. Give her a big hug.
And an IV. Go hook her up to something. If you've got a grandmother, seriously, you need to get to her house right now. And I don't care if she's just sitting there watching Wheel and eating hard candies out of a bowl. I want you to go hit her with those defibrillation pads.
Well, she'd be watching The Price is Right about now.
Right now. I want you to go over and distract her with something shiny or a Bing Crosby record or something and just hit her with those, you know, clear, bam, those things. Just do that. And then I don't know, and then give her a vitamin or something.
The love of God, just keep her
out of sight. The Reaper is out and he's looking for grandparents. It's true.
It is true. I've had some friends who've had their grandparents pass too.
Bad time for grandparents. Anyway, Scotty has learned, though, the only reason I ask if you're putting up a front about it is because Scotty has learned, since we started quizzing him on his state of drunkenness or hangover every morning, Scotty has learned to sort of put up a shiny, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed appearance when it's not really justified. He's sort of learning that we're looking for the hangover when we come in the morning. So that's all. It's the only reason I ask. Because I know that you went out last night with your gentleman friend to whom I have not been introduced. And that's fine. I'm not going to take it personally.
I'm sorry. I was reading. Boba Fett just wrote me an email, a long and babbling email about why he touched my butt when we hugged.
See, I don't even remember that happening.
I guess it was in front of you.
Yeah, well,
you still really mad that I didn't introduce?
I'm just saying, here's the thing. Here's what
I'm saying.
Is
it enough to know that I thought that I did?
No. Okay. I mean, no. Maybe from now on, CBS can just, like, think that they pay us. All I'm saying is, when we went to... I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, but... You know, it was as I said yesterday, when we went to Storm on Friday, you were there with your gentleman friend, who I didn't even get a good look at, by the way.
Because I
look over and I see the back of some guy's head, because I saw you walk in, and then he was sort of turned and he was like looking back at like whatever, like the ticket ticker or the whoever it was, and I caught like the back of his head, and then I walked out later and I couldn't see his face because it was obscured by your lips, which were on his.
We talked about this yesterday.
I'm not saying anything that the public doesn't already know. They know that you kissed him.
Yes, you'll meet him at some point.
All right, and then you spoke to me, but at no point said, "Have you met Raul?" At no point did you say, "Would you like to meet the gentleman that I've been speaking about and spending time with?" Doesn't matter.
That's fine.
It just seemed very deliberate. That's all. It just seemed as though you were pointedly not introducing.
Well, you know, now that you keep bringing this up, maybe you will never ever know him.
Do you secretly feel that he's not going to live up to my standards? You can be honest.
No.
That's the best look. Now you have never been more believable in your life just now.
I know that you lucked out with Laura. Like, you're a very lucky man.
That look was a whole lot of, are you kidding me? Tim Riley is working on the following stories for your edification today.
Okay, these things change by the moment. Well, apparently one of the attorneys collapsed in the courtroom. He's known as Texas, and he collects Batmobiles. Brittany is back in rehab. Yes, this is a news story. And Anna Nicole apparently reached out to Brittany back when she was alive. Two clowns were shot to death at a circus, and an island for women only will soon become a reality.
Death by snooze, snooze. All right. So the question is Brittany going to be dead by the end of the year?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody
unless
says that.
Unless rehab is successful.
Let's collect all the stories together so we can just plug in the last sentence at the end.
We should totally do that.
That's what I was thinking.
We missed Anna Nicole.
Caught off guard. We got to be ready to go with it.
We should totally write Britney's epitaph. No, not her epitaph. What's it? The obituary.
Yes.
Or obit, as grandparents refer to it. We should totally write her obituary today. I didn't even plan that, but I'm going to write it down.
We could ask people to participate.
Britney's obituary.
And sooner or later, we'll need Lindsay Lohan's, too. I think that might be a while.
I'll put that in my Andy Dick folder.
All right. Britney's obituary. And you know how we can do this? We can do this Britney's obituary thing. Like, I don't know if they do this anymore, but they used to, in the early days of the net and the email and the hey and the whatnot, there was this thing that people did where they would write these novels one sentence at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, like, you would write a sentence and then you would forward it to somebody and then they would write a sentence. And, like, the first person would be like, it was a dark and stormy night. And then the second person would be like, and I was nude. And then whatever. And they would forward it to, like, 1,000 people. Until you had a small novel or a novella that had been written one sentence at a time. That's how we can do the Britney's obituary thing today. Britney's obituary. Well, that beats the hell out of doing my own obituary, which is what I was thinking about doing the other day, because I was having this discussion with Laura about how as soon as anybody dies, they totally... But I do think you're wrong about this. A whole lot of people have weighed in on this Britney being dead. And see, I don't think that's going to happen. I just think she's too much of an attention whore. I just don't... And plus, let's be honest. If she was going to kill herself, wouldn't she have done it by now? The only reason I say that is because she is engaging in... suicidal behavior, or nutcase behavior. I mean, she is acting really weird. So she's shaving her head, and she's gone crazy, and she's losing her kids and whatever, and it's like if she was... I'm not trying to encourage her to do it. I'm just saying if she was...
She doesn't need encouragement. She doesn't need your encouragement.
Maybe we've been going about this all wrong. Maybe we should send her just skyrocket a thing outside her... Do it! We should just send her a post, just send her a telegram. No one cares.
Everybody should send a wig.
We should totally send wigs. What can we send to Britney?
Wigs.
That's close, but not exactly right.
Hmm.
What could we send to Britney Spears?
Gum.
That's a dumb idea.
She's always chewing gum. I think that Tim just kind of topped it with wigs, and now you're trying to one-up him, and you really can't because wigs...
She's already got a wig. She's already got a wig, and by the time she gets it, she won't need it. I'm saying, what can we...
Well, she's been leaving home a lot lately. She doesn't want to leave the same look.
We should each just send her one bottle of Tylenol. I mentioned this a couple...
Straight.
With the Kaplan kind that you can take by the fistful. Because I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I went to school with a girl named Maria. Maria! I went to school with a girl named Maria. And she, at one point, like all teenage girls, or I think she was like 12 at the time, but she had a breakup with some boy that she'd been dating for 5 days, and she put down half a bottle of Tylenol. And I said on the air, I was sort of making light of it. And I said, ah, that won't do that, it's a cry for help. Quit being a whore, you know, an attention whore. And,
I'm sure she appreciated it.
that was how we comforted her. Quit being a whore. This is why he dumped you. You'll never find anyone else. We have a future in writing. What is the opposite of a greeting card or an encouragement card? Like a discouragement card? Like instead of like a Hallmark card, it's like a, I don't know, like a Chuck It All card. We have a strong future in those. We should totally design a line of greeting cards like that. It never gets any better. Signed, you know, and then you just put your name. Things only get worse from here. How about, you will die alone. You will never find anyone else. And then on the front, it's just a big frowny face. And then your friends can sign it, and you can send it off. Anyway, so I had made light of this girl I went to school with who swallowed all this Tylenol, because a bunch of people emailed me, and they said that Tylenol, apparently, which I didn't know, apparently Tylenol is like no joke. Apparently, if you take a bunch of Tylenol, that'll kill you dead, because I guess it impairs your liver function. So I'm just saying, if we each just sent Brittany one bottle, you know what I mean? Then there you go. Then the story has a nice period on the end of it. Then we can just move
along.
You're
a horrible person.
What everybody knows is the inevitable. You're the one saying she's going to be dead by the end of the year anyway.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's not very nice to kick her while she's down. She's trying to make positive steps.
She's not trying to make positive steps. That's a lie. That's a lie. And you know that's a lie. That she's trying to make. One does not shave one's head and then shave one's legs.
Well, if it's a lice infection, that as she describes, that is a step in the positive.
Life infested. That'll get your kids to stay with you, by the way. That'll sway a judge that you want to have company.
She doesn't have to worry about lice anymore.
Doesn't she have a supermarket? Don't they have a Ralph's in her neighborhood?
I don't believe so.
Go buy yourself some Rid. All right. My mom had a horrible experience one time at the grocery store. Rid, which is the stuff that they sell to get lice out of your head. And when you're a kid. So my mom is...
My hair is itchy.
My mom's at the supermarket, and there was a... But, you know, there's also that product called Rit, and Rit is a dye, is a clothing dye. Rit is a product you can use, like if you have a white T-shirt and you want to dye it brown or whatever, for whatever reason. And so my mom's at the store, and she sees a friend of the family behind her buying a big box of Rit, the lice stuff. My mom mistakes it for the dye, goes, it says in a really loud voice, that's a lot of Rid. Going to be doing some dyeing tonight, Dolores? You know, and it's broadcasting to everyone within, like, you know, like a three-block radius that the woman has lice. In any event, you know how they used to get rid of lice when my mom was a girl? They would just dump kerosene on your head.
Yep.
Doesn't that seem like that could go bad in a whole lot of ways?
Yep.
Especially because if you're dumping kerosene on your head, you're probably living in some sort of a chicken house that has an open flame for light. So it's kind of amazing my mom even made it out of childhood long enough to have me, the more I think about it.
No, that's a 1930s thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's just insane. Anyway.
All right. Well, I got a few other things to get to. But anyway, so we'll try to write Brittany's obituary. Brittany.
And we'll not be sending her Tylenol.
I'm not saying Tylenol as such, but something. She needs some kind of a...
Why don't we send her flowers?
She needs... See, Scotty's with me. Scotty believes it's... I don't think it's for publicity. He thinks it's publicity. I don't think it's for publicity, but I do think... I do think that in no ways... She's clearly not... I don't know. She just doesn't seem very serious about the
killing herself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because she would have just done it. Has there ever been any behavior, like any suicidal behavior?
Yeah, she tried to kill herself twice over the weekend.
Right after she shaved her head.
That's not true. When did that happen? No one told me that. Okay, so you have been operating without sufficient information.
I believe that information was released last night.
How did she try to do it? And the fact that she
Xanax?
Tried to...
She tried to OD on Xanax.
That's a bunch of crap, though. The fact that she... I don't mean to be ornery today. I know that I'm sounding ornery. I don't mean to be... I don't. Give me that look.
I didn't give you any look.
You just arched an eyebrow.
I did not. I just looked up.
It's going to be the best show ever. I'm not trying to be ornery. I'm saying one either kills themselves or one does not. How hard is it?
Apparently difficult. She tried twice.
It's not difficult. Seriously.
No, I've had some friends who have been successful.
If I didn't think... And what a weird phrase that is.
Yeah.
He was successful at killing himself. Well done. Let's send a bottle of brandy. The If I wasn't afraid that it would run me afoul of some of the lawyers who live to patrol every single syllable of the CBS radio broadcast, I would just tell you right now how to do it, because it's incredibly easy. So, anyway, I'm not going to do that. Don't email me. Anywho. Well, I don't know what I'm talking. Anyway, but she would try twice and not be able to do it. I mean, right there. You try once. You try once and you can't do it. You stop and you regroup and you come back and you're more successful the second time. If you try to kill yourself twice and you can't do it, you're not trying to kill yourself. You're trying to get people to pay attention to you, which is fine.
Well, I think she was more concerned about head lice. And perhaps that's the thought process of it.
She was afraid she hadn't killed them all.
I was just going to say, maybe she's really... Nah, there's a joke there about the headlines, head lice. I don't know what it is. Brittany, concerned about recent head lice. I don't know. There's something. I don't know. I don't know exactly where the joke is there. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't even... Everybody's scratching their hair now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what rehab is, and I don't have time to talk about it right now. But when she's in rehab, I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know what it means. I know you're in a rehabilitation place where you go if you're homophobic or drunk or you'd like to touch little boys, but I don't really know what they do there. Like, what do they do to you in rehab? Do they jack you full of...
No, I think they kind of break you down and kind of teach you how to live... Well, of course, they teach you how to live again without relying on substances, but I think they kind of run your whole life for you until you can get your crap back in order.
But isn't that the whole thing with her? And she had her whole life run for her?
Right, that's the problem.
That's the thing. I mean, it doesn't seem... I mean, I'm not trying to knock rehab. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to somebody later. What are the odds of that? Maybe we'll find somebody in the audience who's been in rehab, because I really am curious as to what it is.
Well, it used to be a 30-day thing that the insurance company paid for. Now I understand you can go for 45 days.
See, is it,
or just one day.
Like, I'm really... do you guys feel about this way about this? I'm really tempted to check myself into rehab every now and again. And I'm not even addicted to anything. It just seems like...
You wouldn't like it. You know why? Because you have to share a bedroom with strangers.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like a hostel.
Yeah, more or less.
It's like a hostel.
Hostel people with drug addiction.
Well, what do you think? A regular hostel
full of greasy food.
Seriously, I had to stay at that hostel in Inglewood when I went to see Rockstar Supernova. You don't think those people all had drug addictions? Come on. It's like
they all had head lice.
I was just going to say, you go to a hostel, every roommate is from Amsterdam. You know what I mean? Okay, well, that makes it less attractive. But it does seem, it sounds really relaxing. I mean, the rehab just sounds like a place where you go, nobody bothers you. All right. Scotty says I have to listen to others and care about their problems.
Oh, now it says here, if Spears leaves the treatment facility prior to completing the full 30 to 45-day program, her estranged husband, Kevin Federline, will immediately request that a court grant him unquestioned full custody of their two young sons.
That's the reason
she's
back.
Really wants the kids.
Well, she really wants the kids. Wasn't she?
I know, poor kids. Nobody. Well,
we should offer to adopt them. The Rick Emerson Show should demand to adopt the Spears children.
Ew, I don't want
them. It should be hard. They're fine white children.
No, what do you mean? That shouldn't. They're the hardest to get. You know that.
Right.
Let's see, Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Well, you know, you painted an interesting picture about Brittany going into the hotel wearing sweatpants and a white beater yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what about a Rick Emerson logoed wife beater tank top available to the kids out there on some sort of Save Ferris Bueller except Save Britney Spears campaign? And then people can buy the shirts and then they could be sent to Britney Spears so she has an endless supply of wife beater tank tops.
I think we're on to something there, but I don't think that's quite it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you can market them down a fashionable male.
I am. Okay, but props for the fashionable male reference. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Now, we're close. We could send her single cigarettes. No, she probably can't get those. We'll have to think of something. Just, you know, to show our support.
So, Federline's had the kids for the past week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, looking good.
No, every day that they're with him is another day that they're not calling her mommy. So, and is he with anybody? No, he's single now, right? All right. Well, in any event, we got a break here because we got Bob Costantini coming up around the corner. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. The Rick Emerson radio program continues after this. Brittany shifting face. All right. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970.
She's like a wild animal.
503-733-2970. Rick, Brittany should be the new trim spa spokesperson. She meets all the requirements. Little chunky, lot crazy. Do you like her body? Answer, no. All right. 503-733-2970. We have big Britney Spears news coming up here in just a few. That'll be coming your way. Later on, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop about the Britney Spears. Talk about tomorrow. We have Ed McCarthy, who will be there in Florida about the Anna Nicole Smith trial, where apparently Anna Nicole Smith is still dead. No one owns the body. No one's sure who the dad is. And some guy named Texas just collapsed in the courtroom. So it's all fun and games down there. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now from the Hill, CNN radio correspondent Bob Costin.
No music today?
It's right.
Oh, you can't hear the,
oh, did you not hear it?
He can't hear the music because it plays back.
I can't hear it.
Hold on a second.
Let's see.
Hold on.
Right, it might be kind of echoey,
all
but
right,
let's
hold
do
on.
It.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
No, you got to hear
this. You have to hear Bob.
Bob Costin TV!
That's my theme. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm amazed between Anna Nicole and Britney that you have time for me today.
Well, Bob. We've talked about this before, Bob. Now, I want you to quit getting so down on yourself here.
I'm not getting down on myself. I just, it's hard to compete with what's taking up tremendous amounts of time on cable TV news.
My friend, I am here to pander relentlessly to the lowest common denominator and to give the people whatever it is they want, and I mean that sincerely.
Right.
I am here to offer the American public things they are truly interested in.
Yes.
Sometimes that's Britney, sometimes it's Anna Nicole. A little bit of that today is apparently... Now, I have missed... I was on vacation for a couple of days. I was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I was gone. pardon me, I was in Southern California. And so I missed... Whatever it is that happened, slash, is happening, slash, is about to happen, slash, has been happening between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Now, are they fighting with each other? Are there people fighting with each other? I don't understand. What's going on?
Well, it's like their people are saying things about the other people. That's the best way to put it. Yesterday in Nevada, there was a Democrats forum that Senator Clinton attended, but Barack Obama did not attend. That's when this exchange sort of started, in a way, because on Tuesday night, David Geffen, the famous Hollywood producer, had a fundraiser in Hollywood for Barack Obama, and he offhandedly said to Maureen Dowd, the New York Times columnist, that you know, no one is more ambitious than Hillary Clinton. Now, Geffen in the past has been a strong supporter of the Clintons, Bill Clinton and Geffen and Steven Spielberg. I even remember I covered them playing golf one day, as a pool reporter. But Geffen to be in the Barack Obama camp at this point is not going to sit well with Hillary Clinton. So anyway, Clinton's spokesman is calling on Barack Obama to renounce the comments that Geffen made regarding Hillary Clinton. And in turn, let me make sure I get this right, the Obama spokesman has refused the request of a Hillary Clinton spokesman to denounce Geffen's comments, and in turn has called on Hillary to renounce the comments made by a Democratic state senator in South Carolina, who said that because Barack Obama's black, he can't win.
All right. Jesus, God, for the love of all that is holy. Look, and I understand that politics is power, and it is the art of controlling your environment and so forth, but what purpose does any of this serve, since it seems all but a fait accompli that the two of them are going to end up on the ticket together?
Well, you can say that the purpose that it serves, obviously, is that in the world of fundraising especially, they're going to be battling it out. And I will say this about the Hillary Clinton camp. They have decided that no matter what little slight there might be, they are going to come out swinging significantly. And this is part of that campaign. This is part of, you know, their campaign M.O., it seems at this point, she has often referred to the swift boating of John Kerry and Kerry's limited reactions to the original swift boat veterans ads. And so she has, and then she has people around her who are eager to react to even just the slightest thing.
Does Hillary Clinton have more money than anybody else running for president right now?
Yes, at this point. And the latest polls that I've seen, and of course it's so early, who knows, but the latest polls I've seen is she is still the favorite among Democrats as far as the primary voters are concerned.
It doesn't seem like that's going to drop off a whole lot because, as I pointed out in the past, everybody who hates her already hates her, and the people who are in favor of her, largely in favor of her, for reasons that probably aren't going to change.
Yeah, you already have your opinion of Hillary Clinton, you know, like, dislike, very few neutrals as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, whereas Senator Obama has been able to chip away, if you will, at her front runner status. He is in double digits as far as popularity with Democratic voters is concerned. So, you know, he represents perhaps the most significant threat to her simply being nominated and overwhelming the rest of the field. And when he, meaning Obama, has David Geffen as a key fundraiser and helping raise, you know, more than $1 million for him that night, that's significant. And Hillary's campaign, as I say, is going to strike back.
All right, there you go. Bob Costantini, will we be graced by your presence again tomorrow, sir?
I will be with you again tomorrow.
All right, so do we want to take Bob out with the can we take Bob out with the sound? Ladies and gentlemen, would you please put your hands together for Bob! Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Bob Costantini, ladies and gentlemen.
That was brilliant.
Fantastic. He's just, the great thing about him is he's not an act. That's just who he is. He's just a mellow and low-key kind of guy. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We'll talk to a CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop. Oh, I forgot to mention this thing that I was going to mention to Bob Costantini, this thing about Larry King calling his wife a whore. Well, I'll save that. I'll talk to Roop about that.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
We'll get to that in just a second. I've got some emails here. Oh, and then we've got this I've got this Heather Mills story that we're going to get to. The Heather Mills story is basically this, and Tim will have this whole story later, but I told you I was talking to Bozick in the kitchen about this, and we were talking about how the headline, like there is no joke you can make. That's the problem with the Heather Mills thing, because she's like the one-legged, the Paul McCartney's the one-legged wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, or whatever. And there's no joke you can make that hasn't already been made like 9 million times for that. It is, I don't know, it's sort of the, I don't know, it's this like Gordian knot of humor. Anyway, so we'll get to that. Dude, this email says, quit C-blocking Sarah Dillon. We all know that the charming, vivacious, and newly single Sarah Dillon has game, but how can she use it when you keep C-blocking her on the air? I'm doing no such thing. Maybe she wants to keep her exploits on the down low, because perhaps there's more than one potential boyfriend in the mix. Wait until she has an exclusive relationship and then exploit that for the show. Blah, 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 blah. So he believes that you are, this person believes that you may in fact be juggling numerous Raouls. And that would explain the non-introduction and the hey-hey and the whatnot. So.
Oh, you.
All right.
So we're going to talk about,
yes.
We're talking about those Britney Spears pictures.
Oh,
did you
man,
see these?
I don't even know if Tim's seen those yet. That's the thing is, this news, we ought to just start saying.
Oh, no, the website just went down.
We ought to just start admitting that the whole program has just become a news hour lately, because there's so much happening.
None of us dare to leave the room.
That's what I'm saying. Does it feel like we're in sort of a 24-hour news crisis mode lately? Like where it's a breaking news story?
News crisis.
It is happening now. It's a Brit. We need a name for this. It can't just be the Britney Watch or the Anna Watch. They both need names. Britney. I don't even know where to begin with this. I haven't even finished the Heather Mills observation
like
that I was going to make.
Destructive watch?
Well, no, but there needs to be, you know, it's like Snow Death 2007.
The eyewitness crisis team there has been activated.
There needs to be some sort of a name for the unfolding Anna Nicole Smith thing and for the Britney thing. What are they calling it on TV? Are they calling it anything? Do they have any sort of a catchy name for it? It's not like Britney.
Anna Britt.
Anna Britt. That should be a drug. There should be a drug called Anna Britt, and it makes your hair fall out and you become fat and dead. Rick, any Britney-related obituary should probably contain some of her song titles, such as She Struggled with Inner Demons, Checking Herself into Rehab, Checking Herself Out, and then Oops, She Did It Again, and Checked Back into Rehab Clinics, Baby One More Time. Or, much like Bobby Brown, it was her prerogative to do drugs, and instead of ending up stronger, her OD proved to be toxic. Also, references to her semi-famous deed should be made, i.e., quote, much like her performance with Madonna, Britney chose to French kiss death on the stage of our national media. That's fantastic. Or, Britney was driving a fast car with an unrestrained baby on her lap, only this time the baby was craziness, and it was only a matter of time before the baby took the wheel and crashed into a flaming wall of doom. This is fantastic. This is way better than anything I could write. All right. How about this? For Britney's gift, we should all send Britney pairs of scissors. This would serve as a punchline, a useful object, in a perfect circumstance for her predicted demise, blah, 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 blah. All right. So, okay.
I'd like to send her socks and a pair of better sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't even know how to tackle this. Okay, so have you posted the photos that you just showed me?
I can't. The server just went down.
Okay, well, I can forward you. Somebody has sent me this photograph.
Okay,
I will forward it to you. Would you like to, while I'm doing this, would you like to explain? And Tim, have you seen this?
I have not, no.
I stepped out for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
You stepped out for 5 minutes?
I wanted to heat up my lunch
in the kitchen.
You wanted to heat up your lunch and Britney went insane again. Okay, hold on. I got to stop and breathe here because clearly neither of these stories are going away anytime soon, and I'm just sitting here hyperventilating myself into a frenzy. So I got to just calm down for a second.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So, and some people have sent me this photo as well. So, Sarah's going to put it up on her website. So, apparently, so what is it that happened? So, Britney
escaped from rehab yesterday. Her family...
Did she escape from rehab or did she just leave?
She left. So, she's saying she left because of the paparazzi. So, then she left. So, sources have said that she was picked up by some driver, but other people are saying that she was picked up by one of her
cancer
friends.
Was she filming?
Was she what?
Was she thumbing on PCH?
Yeah, how did she get there?
One of her dancer friends came to pick her up, or she had a car come pick her up. She didn't really escape.
She just kind of said, I'm leaving.
She has no money. Her parents froze all of her assets and credit cards.
How can they do that, though? She's an adult.
Yeah, but she's in the public eye, and she's crazy.
Yeah, but if they could, freeze...
Did you send it to me, Rick?
No, I thought you said you found it. I thought you said
I want to see which one you want me to.
It's the one where she's...
Okay.
Oh, I got it right here. It's on Drudge.
All right, so we'll lead up to this in a second. So,
wow, she kind of looks like Boy George when he was arrested.
Well, that's so true. Okay, we might as well just leap forward to what we're talking about, and then I'll go back and ask these questions, as though anybody in the room has the answer. It's 503-733-2970.
Loses it at X's house.
At this rate, it just feels like she's going to be dead by the end of the day. I mean, really. It was 2 weeks ago.
I don't think we should end the show at 3 o'clock.
I think that we ought to just stay here. We ought to just stay on guard. We're gonna put a cot in the corner of the studio, and no one's going home because it was 2 weeks ago today. 2 weeks ago at this time, we thought Anna Nicole Smith was still alive. So it really, anything could happen. Okay, we'll go back and ask all these questions here in a second. What we have here and what Sarah is going to be posting, and I'm going to send this to you, Sarah, to make sure that you have it. What Sarah is going to be posting is this picture of Britney Spears. Apparently last night, Britney, she called somebody from rehab and said, hey, this sucks, come pick me up. I've been here one whole day. Come pick me up. The friend comes to pick her up. She then what? She says, take me to Kevin Federline's house? Is that the deal?
Yeah, she makes her take her over to Kevin Federline's house, tries to get in the front door. He doesn't answer it. Goes around the back, tries to get in. He doesn't answer it. Goes up
front. Now,
is
he not home or he just doesn't answer?
He was inside and he doesn't answer.
Well, yeah.
I don't blame him.
Seriously, why would you... You're going to get Rebecca Schaefer to answer the door for that woman.
Now, he's the sensible one. What kind of world is
that? I know. Who would have thought that, huh?
So, Britney goes to Kevin. Britney, and what is she wearing? She's bald, of course.
She's wearing a white sweatshirt, white shorts.
Looks like cut-off.
Yes, like in horrible little white socks and white shoes, carrying around a green umbrella.
She looks like Boy George when he was arrested.
She really does. That's no exaggeration. She does look like Boy George. So he doesn't answer. So Kevin Federline doesn't answer the door for her, of course. And then she does what?
There's no one home.
Yeah, and she freaks out, and then all these paparazzi have followed her. So instead, so she takes out her anger on them, starts attacking their cars with the big green umbrella, like hitting the hoods of their cars with her umbrella and running at them with it.
And so there's a bunch of shots that Sarah's going to post here.
Why couldn't they have ganged up on her and held her to the ground?
Wrestled her to the ground. Like,
if I was a paparazzi, I would have got my paparazzi friends together.
Yeah, just wrestled her to the ground. So she's in these shots attacking the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. She really does look like some sort of animal. It is like some sort of wind, but Brittany attacks kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's lunging at this poor guy who's holding a camera. She's coming right at him with a big pointy umbrella. And then there's one of her attacking the SUV.
Okay, I'm posting in just a second.
All right, let's see.
Was the SUV stabbed with the umbrella? I noticed a mark in the door.
Ah, man. And see, what I don't understand is, let's see, the blonde and the bald, demons of the Spears. No, that's not good. I don't even know what that means.
Is that supposed to be a play on something?
I guess. I think that's supposed to be a, Yeah, I guess that's his submission for the name for this whole thing. Anyway, what I don't understand is if so.
Okay, I have him.
So over the weekend, she's at that swimming pool shaving her legs at the hotel. They won't give her a room because her credit cards have been frozen, and she can only remember the last three numbers of her credit card. If her parents have frozen her credit card and all of her money and all of her whatever, why can't they forcibly stick her in rehab? That's what I don't get. I mean, because presumably the money belongs to hers. What if it wasn't that though? What if she doesn't have access to any of the credit cards because it was all jointly with Kevin Federline?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is.
That is a point to ponder.
Maybe that's why she can't access any of the money.
But she was able to cut out all of his funding.
Yeah, it just seems like if you're going to turn off her money, you'll be able to put her in a hospital where she can't just, you know, where she tries to leave, they come after her with the butterfly nets.
Those are Abercrombie shorts she's wearing.
Really?
Yes.
I would expect that they'd look a little better then. Good God almighty. All right.
God, she...
Okay, well, let's break here and just come back with the new news hour, because there's no way we're not even going to be able to get a handle on this, so there's no point in trying to cram it into this like 7 minutes we got here. We'll take a break, come back with Tim Riley at the AM 970 Ministry of Truth. Later on, we have Jim Roop from Los Angeles. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Stay right there.